This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump on Friday gave Russian President Vladimir Putin a lighthearted warning not to interfere in next year's election in the United States. We get the details from VOA's Steve Herman in Osaka.
Appearing before reporters during his bilateral meeting with Putin, Trump was asked whether he would tell the Russian leader to not repeat meddling in the next U.S. election. Trump, with a smile on his face and playfully pointing a finger at Putin, did just that in the noisy room among the shouts of American and Russian reporters. The light-hearted exchange is likely to reinforce the impression among many that Trump still is not taking the issue seriously. Steve Herman, VOA News in Osaka.
The U.S. Supreme Court says it will decide on President Donald Trump's bid to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program aimed at illegal immigrants who were brought to the United States as children. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
A decision is expected by June of next year in time for the 2020 election. DACA is the program set up during the Obama administration that shields young immigrants from deportation. President Trump ordered an end to the program in 2017, resulting in protest and a failed congressional effort to salvage it. The president spoke to reporters in January.
I would consider DACA, but I think we complicated it. I'd rather have the Supreme Court rule and then work with the Democrats on DACA.
Federal courts in California, New York, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. blocked the president from ending DACA immediately. A federal judge in Texas declared it illegal, but did not order that it be stopped. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, a mostly positive day with about an hour left in the trading day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 0.12%. The S&P is up 0.34%, and the NASDAQ is up 0.26%. This is VOA News. Iran's deputy foreign minister says European countries need to buy more of his country's